Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 25, 1805. Clark kills an ibex. The air in portions of Montana remains much the same as it was in Lewis and Clark's time, so clear that in this open country, mountains and other landmarks appear much nearer than they really are. For example, yesterday, the captain sent out a man to explore some mountains, estimated to be 15 miles distant. The man returned late in the evening and reported that he had gone out 10 miles directly toward the mountains, and he did not think himself by any means halfway. Today, Clark describes an ibex that he killed.
The two canoes left for meat yesterday did not join us until 8 o'clock this morning, at which time we set out. The morning cool and pleasant, wind ahead all day from the southwest. We pass a creek on the larboard side about 20 yards wide, which does not run. We also pass 7 islands. I walked on shore and killed a female ibex, or bighorn animal. In my absence, Drewyer and Bratton killed 2 others. This animal is a species peculiar to this upper part of the Missouri. The head and horns of the male which Drewyer killed today weighed 27 pounds. It was somewhat larger than the male of the common deer, the female very near the size of the male. The body rather thicker, deeper, and not so long in proportion to its height as the common deer. The head and horns of the male are remarkably large compared with the parts of the animal. The whole form is much more delicate than that of the common goat. The horn is of a light brown color. When dressed, it is almost white, extremely transparent, and very elastic. This horn is used by the natives in constructing their bows. I have no doubt of its elegance and usefulness in hair combs, and might probably answer as many valuable purposes to civilized man, as it does to the native Indians who form water cups, spoons, and platters of it. In my walk this day, I saw mountains on either side of the river at no great distance. Those mountains appeared to be detached, and not ranges as laid down by the Minotaurs. I also think I saw a range of high mounts at a great distance to the south-southwest, but am not certain as the horizon was not clear enough to view it with certainty. Captain William Clark, May 25, 1805.
Though the Corps have seen bighorn sheep in previous weeks, today is the first time they are able to kill one and get a good close look at it. The creek they passed today is now known as Two Calf Creek in Fergus County. The mountains to the north are the Little Rocky Mountains and the Bear Paw Mountains, and to the south, the Judith Range. In the distance, Clark was probably seeing the Highwood Mountains near the Great Falls of the Missouri. Tomorrow, first glimpse of the Rockies.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.